I'm Alex. Welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust. Glad to have you here again. And today I want to talk about something that I actually experienced just recently. What happens when you're working on a goal, right? You have something set out, you have something in mind, something that you really want to accomplish. As we all know, life always has other plans. And then you kind of get derailed, right? You end up doing other things, finding excuses. So what do you do to get back on the horse and focus again? How do you find that motivation? Because you know what? It's not easy. I'm going to tell you that right now. First of all, I bet you that whatever big goal you're working on took you a while to actually dive in and want to do in the first place, right? Like you probably fought it, came up with excuses. You're like, no, I don't want to do that right now. I'm going to do this. What if it doesn't work? And then finally, you're like, you know what? Forget all that. I'm actually going to do it. So you start. And you start to gain momentum and you start to see the results, and then something pulls you away from that. And it can, in fact, feel pretty devastating, if we're being honest, right? Because you see all of this work and all of this progress, and now it all just stopped and you haven't moved forward. And this happens a lot with working moms that I've worked with, that I've coached. And it has happened to me several times. You know, you see these goals and you start to reach them, and then something always happens, always. So what do you do? How do you get motivated again? Because it's not easy. It wasn't easy the first time, right? And then you kind of start to fall back into this routine where things just, they just don't seem like they should matter that much. They don't seem like, oh, should I really go back and put all that effort into what I was doing, or am I happy now? And usually when you ask yourself that question, that's an excuse, because you've gotten comfortable in whatever it is that you're doing now. And what you were doing before was hard. And the reason it was hard was because it was important. So how do you change that? How can you stop it? Well, I'm going to tell you three things that you can do to help you get back on track. The first thing is, well, I'm actually going to throw in a bonus at the beginning. The first thing is you're going to look in the mirror, okay? And you're going to tell yourself why. You're going to ask yourself why. Why was I trying to do this? Why was I trying to start my own business? Why was I trying to get that promotion? Why was I trying to write that book? Why was I trying to, whatever it was that your goal was, ask yourself. And then pull out a piece of paper and write your whys. Why did you want to accomplish this? Why did you want to move on to that next step? Why did you want to save money? That's another big one that actually happens and has been happening right now in today's financial climate. Let's say you're saving up money to take your family on a vacation, but then, you know, your car dies or your dishwasher fails, or, you know, the air conditioning didn't turn on and it's so hot right now. How do you start to save back up? I mean, it applies to that situation as well, okay? So ask yourself why. Why did I want this in the first place? Why was I working so hard for it? Then, tip number one, you're going to write down what the goal was, why you want to reach it, and why it's important to you, okay? Then, number two, jumping into it real fast, is you're going to set small goals. The big goal is whatever you're working on, the vacation, the promotion, the job, the business, and then the goals. What are you going to do to get back on track? So what are you going to do today? What are you going to do tomorrow? And what are you going to do the next day, and so forth. And you break all of those goals down into small, chewable little bites, little tidbits that you can get done, right? So that you actually do it, because that is the hardest part, is actually taking that first step, which is the third thing you're going to do. You're actually going to do it. You're going to stop with the excuses. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm not going to go today because my hair's not done. You're not going to say, oh, I'm not going to do it today because my kids have soccer practice, so I guess I'll wait till tomorrow. No, you're going to get up and you're going to go do it. Okay, whatever it is, you save $2, film that video you've been wanting to film. Go talk to that person that was a warm lead in your business and find out what the next step is. Okay, you're not going to sit around and be passive about it anymore, because that right there is the worst thing that you can do. So really short and simple, right? Utterly difficult. And that, I think, is why the tips are so simple, is because, yeah, it's easy to say, like, this is what we're going to do. But the hardest part is that motivation to get started, okay? And I think that the the biggest thing that's going to help you is understanding why you wanted to reach that goal. Why was it important to you? Remind yourself, okay? There's a reason you're putting in all that hard work. There's a reason you want to go there. There's a reason you want to do it. So remind yourself why. And the things that are worth having are never going to be easy, ever, okay? And I think that that is why they're worth having, right? That is why having a good marriage is good. It's so hard because it's worth it. That's why raising your kids is difficult. Totally worth it. Having relationships, setting boundaries, taking care of yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally, right? The tripod that we've talked about before. None of those things are easy. Losing weight. All of those things that are worth doing are going to be difficult. It is really easy to sit down and binge watch Outlander. And I'm not going to tell you how I know that, but I do. It's real easy to sit up till 2 a.m. watching a show that you enjoy. But it's really hard to get up in the morning and to work through those goals and to make uncomfortable phone calls. It's really hard not to go out to dinner when you're tired because you're saving money. Those things are difficult. It's hard to write another report for another promotion that you want, not knowing what the outcome is going to be. Those things are really difficult, but they're all worth having, okay? Now, like I said, it's super easy to just kind of ignore it and let time go by. And I've seen on many memes on Instagram say, you know, the one thing that you will regret is not trying. And I truly believe that in my heart. I have tried several things and fallen flat on my face or on my butt. And I've gone up, tried them again. And sometimes I've had to give up, they weren't for me. And other times I've been very successful at it, but it was never something that was easy to do. It was always something that was more and more difficult. And the older you get, the more you realize that lesson. And it's true, time goes by so quickly. So if you start now, it's June 26th, right? You have 6 months to reach some of those goals and to start the new year on the right page. And in fact, you might even surpass yourself in what you think you can do in 6 months if you actually do it. But that is the hardest part, getting up off the couch, getting on that treadmill, sitting down in front of your computer, turning the video camera on. They're difficult, okay? But stop making excuses because that's not what you want. I know what you want. You want to be successful, okay? So 3 tips. Remember your why. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask, why am I doing this? And then write it down. Write down the goals that you want to achieve and make a time frame for them too. Don't just say, oh, I want to start a business. No. When do you want to start it by? What kind of business? What do you want to do? Okay. I'll take my family on vacation. Great. Where are you going to go? Go price it out. Price it out. Find out how much you need to get done. I want a new car. Go research that car. Find out what you need to be able to do that. Okay. It is not easy, guys. They're not kidding when they say adulting is hard. Okay. And especially like these big goals, when you have a family, when you have obligations, the inflation, all of these things that affect us, illnesses, things come up, but you have to get started. You can't give up everything that you've worked hard for because you were derailed for a little while. And sure, you know what? Maybe it was a day, maybe it was 6 months, maybe it was a year, but you can do it. You can get back on the horse. I totally believe in you and I know that you can do it. So guys, that's a really short episode for today, a really short, quick reminder because I too need to get restarted on some goals that I had for myself. So I wanted to make myself accountable by encouraging you to get started. And let me know in the comments, what is it that you're working for? What do you want to accomplish in the next 6 months? I would love to know. I would love to support you. And don't forget, as always, two things, really. I have 4 spots left for the second half of one-on-one coaching. So if you're interested in that, don't know what that means, shoot me a message, let me know, and I'll be happy to answer that. And as always, you are, because you are here, I will offer you a free session to help you find what is it that is holding you back and what are some of the goals that you can set for yourself to be able to move in the right direction. So if you're getting back on the horse as I am, take advantage of that. It's a completely free coaching session that helps you get started, helps you get on your feet again, identifying those goals and finding the path that you need to take that's going to help you actually achieve them, okay? So I hope that this has encouraged you and motivated you to get started. let me know below what you're going to get started on, and also what else you want me to talk about in future podcasts or YouTube episodes, and I would love to be able to do that for you. But guys, as always, I hope you're having a wonderful time, and stay tuned. I have some great, great episodes coming up, and I would love for you to subscribe, turn on all the notifications. That way you don't miss a second of the Pixie Dust. As always, I will see you next week. You bring your coffee, I'll bring the Pixie Dust, and I'll see you there.